right, my talkers, we made it to hump day and a beautiful one at that. Lori and Julie are here for the next 3 hours to have some fun, so sit back and enjoy the show, you guys.
Oh, geez, we had our arms twisted, and our boss, B. Arthur, is in here.
Okay, really. I was in my office peacefully having an afternoon, and Bradley said, the girls have sent me in to gather you.
Oh, that's right. Well, I did happen to be driving in my car today. I had a blonding appointment at 8:30 in Edina.
A blonding appointment in Edina, Julia.
I got this to say. It after going to my class reunion, blonde till I'm gone. Okay? That's going to be my MO.
I just want to be Lori when I grow up.
Same.
Right?
Same.
Jeez, man.
Anyway, so I got to listen, as everyone heard firsthand, what the project down in Dirty was. And I don't know that I've ever, like, been awake or in the car or whatever.
Oh, I have.
Wow. You have, Julie. You're very good about it.
I forgot this morning, though. Yeah. I always have, but this morning, for some reason, I forgot. And it's a doozy.
Yeah. Project Down and Dirty Film Fest.
Uh-huh.
So you guys will be producing, directing, writing, acting in 7 to 10 minute short films.
Mm-hmm. How much do you hate us?
You guys, this is going to be so fun.
Amy, all of this sounds very overwhelming. For example, after I heard Jason say he actually liked this idea, and I thought, of course you did. You're a movie critic.
Right.
You know movies. You know Hollywood.
Don,
I don't know about your acting.
Writer.
Don can write.
Right.
Alexis can play many parts.
Right. Yes.
And then I thought immediately of, you know, Bradley, Colleen, and Holly, and they've probably all been writing screenplays since they were
Holly
9.
Holly went to film school.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Yep. And then Steve and Donna and Rock.
Steve is shy on camera, so
right,
I'm not sure.
So shy. Yeah. And then there's us.
You know, you're then there's you.
Then there's
you.
Here we go. And at first I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to try and be. Now I'm just feeling like we should all be afraid.
You know what? We actually have been kicking this idea around probably for 5 years.
You're kidding.
And we didn't do it because we thought it was too daunting. You know, how do we shoot films in such a short period of time
that are compelling?
Right.
Right.
The good news is they're all comedies, so you're not trying to do like a Merchant Ivory film.
Is
or something.
The script already done?
No, you'll
we're
be writing.
Doing it.
Oh, so it has to be.
You have to come up with your own
concept.
Your own concept, but you have a team. You have amazing directors. What I heard today in the
meeting, you give us the best in this area?
You got a Scorsese?
You guys, the woman that you... Oh, she's a woman director.
Okay.
The woman you're working with, her last name is Powers, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Not Stephanie.
No. What?
I know.
Okay.
Julia, stop doodling.
That's from a 1970s TV series. But nonetheless. But she is, according to the Twin Cities Film Festival people who arranged all of these people, she is like the go-to director.
What's her
especially
first name?
I don't have it
we
in
can't
front of
remember,
me.
Julia.
But they picked her because they called her a film warrior.
Oh.
Like, she gets the job done.
Well, and yes, and when I printed How to Make a Movie today. How do
you
get
seen you guys?
She really did.
I have to say this to you because she printed it out.
No, I know.
Have you seen the commercial for Progressive where they say how to tell if people are turning into their parents? And the guy talks about something about that he printed.
Yeah.
And the guy says, we don't print the internet.
Yeah, I know.
That's you too.
Yeah, I know.
You print the internet.
The paper company
that's right.
Okay.
Well, I needed to know, like, how nervous, how scared should we all be?
Yes.
But then I heard you tell Jason, and he felt, I felt that he felt really good then about that. Okay, we're going to get somebody who's going to know how to plan the shots, film and edit the movie carefully.
Yes. Do we have someone help us with our script?
You guys, there'll be somebody to help you with the script. There'll be somebody directing. There'll be somebody doing editing.
Oh.
There'll be actors that you can cast in parts.
Like the leads?
No, everybody from the show has to appear on camera.
For how long?
For a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I think you are going... You're going to be so... You guys remember that when we do this, we surround you with experts.
That is
you always
true.
Do. You always do.
We surround you with people who really know what to doing. And Twin Cities Film Fest, Bill over there told us, because he was in charge of this.
Yes.
He said, I had six or seven people on my list, and I really, 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 really wanted these four, and I was just hoping they'd say yes, and they all said yes.
So your biggest thing, though, according to my list about going and how to make a movie, choose the right equipment, that will be dealt with.
All dealt with.
We already know how movies tell stories because we watch so many of them, and we have favorites.
Exactly.
This is the key. Develop your story idea.
That's the hard part.
That will be hard for you.
That is the key one. But to get started, Julia, it says make some simple short movies to build your skills.
Okay.
Then we're going to do that.
Right.
We're going to set up some little projects.
Have you seen us act?
I can do
that. I have. It's not,
it's not attractive.
It's not great, but who cares?
But
it's
we're going to be, we're
going to
have a character.
It's a comedy.
We're going to play a part.
Yeah,
we're
going to
play a part. I'm viewing it like my lady exercise.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
Exactly where I tap into my inner.
What are you
inner...
thinking?
Oh, I'm thinking that this is going to be the most fun the three of us have had together, and we're going to grow a lot, are we not?
Are we staying together and doing fun stuff like that?
I don't want to grow anymore, though. That's the thing I just
We're clear on that, Lori.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
we're
fine
clear.
With my growth.
Grant, you and I are growing.
Yes.
Although, the film adds 10 pounds.
Okay. Right, dieting. Oh no, we know what that celluloid does.
but we're staying together with some fun
we are
thing
working
and
on that because of COVID right now.
Oh. We
are,
we'll have all
but we're
it.
Trying to put you in the same place. Remember that house we were all in?
Yes, that was
which
fun.
Was super fun.
Yes,
we were thinking about that, but we have to keep monitoring the COVID situation.
Yeah.
If
by
not,
then,
we'll
we
put
will
you
have
in.
All had it the second time around.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully.
So it'll be, because that's like, right? That's half the fun.
Right.
Oh, that's what we meant.
So then we're going to all, we're going to have, it's going to be 4 days of hell plus doing our show. And then it's going to be edited and we're going to dazzle ourselves and surprise ourselves.
Exactly.
The audience is going to have fun and it's being shown at the Fancy Theater.
Yep. So it'll be like this. So you'll work on it for those 3-4 days, do your broadcast, like Lori said. Then the night of September 30th, which is a Friday, we have at least two theaters right now reserved at the Showplace Icon at the West End. The two biggest theaters are reserved.
Of course, it's going to sell out. Would
and
you put us
we'll
in the
have,
smaller
like,
material?
If you've been to West End,
it's
like this cute little town, kind of. We'll have a red carpet event. We're going to have, like, they have cocktails and appetizers and all that stuff. You're going to be superstars showing up for your premiere.
Yeah, I got a hair appointment already that week.
Oh, for
then,
God.
Of course she does. And then we're going to put all the films back to back to back.
Okay. Right.
We'll also, while we're doing it, we'll be producing a behind the scenes and a blooper reel to tack onto the end.
Oh.
So people will see all four movies back to back, a blooper and behind the scenes reel. And then we'll have one, we'll start at, let's say, 7. When it's over, you all will go in and do an Ask the Director session.
Right. Oh.
While a half an hour later, it starts in a different theater. Then you can go to that one. And
Julia, tell me about your creative process and how you got in touch with your
character. What were your choices that you made here?
I chose to wear black because it's the most slimming. I chose the black background because it's the most slimming.
You guys, I mean, we talk about movies. You talk about movies all the time.
I know.
But not being in them.
This is your chance to, like, see how that happens.
I think the scariest thing for me is the script.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, first of all, it all
is. No, it's the story idea.
Do we have, like, time out? We work with some, like, Holly went to film school.
Mm-hmm.
They already put online their boards that she wrote from a movie a long time ago. Are we allowed to start before the start date?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, no, that's too much pressure.
Right, we got the fair to do. We can't handle all this.
So, but where will we be in contact with our
scriptwriter? You'll be in contact with your mentor, who's your director, and they will have other people to help you. You have editors. You will be shown how to edit, but you won't be editing the whole thing by any stretch.
Oh, Lori really wants to learn editing.
No. If I am acting, that's all I'm doing.
Oh, look at you.
She's already being Demanda.
No, but and you're going to do traffic that day, too.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I think I just came up with a new name for her, Demanda.
Demanda.
Look at my combining words.
Demanda.
Is finally wearing
it's good.
Off.
I like it.
Okay, Demanda.
Get me Demanda. Bring her to the set.
Right. I want to be number one on the call sheet.
That's right. I want to be number one on the call sheet.
That is like a great
You guys will have like
name.
6 to 8, 9, 10 locations to choose from. You'll have actors to choose from that you can use and cast in roles.
All right, well, we want done all the beefcakes.
Of course you
guys.
Do. Of course
okay,
you do.
No, I'm sorry. I'm
so
sorry.
Funny.
I'm feeling very physical.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, this
and
is...
no pern, by the way.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, no pern.
We got to go.
All right, but this is...
This is exciting and terrifying at the same time.
Exactly.
And according to Jody, who sent us a text, because I did text Jason this morning, and I said, we're screwed. We have no talent, the three of us. He said, Julia, you both... All three of you guys have more talent than you know. Love you so much.
Thank you.
Looking forward most to the movie.
Right. Oh, no pressure. People will be coming us up to the fair. Oh, I want to tear my hair
off. I'm scared. This is the scariest, I think, for me.
No, really? Nothing will be.
What about musical?
Musical. But we didn't have to come up with the concept.
But you were live. We had to live perform, and we were bad.
Movies, you can do it over.
Yeah, you can do overs. This is why movie stars like being movie stars.
We can swear in a movie theater, can't we?
Julia, this is why movie stars do like being movie stars and not stage actors. There's no do-overs on stage.
Oh. And yes, you can swear. This is not even PG-13. It's not going to be horrible swearing, but we're doing movies. They don't have to swear.
Oh, my dear.
Oh, my God. All right. All right.
For radio babies, that's so exciting.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Amy, thank you. We're very late. We're not taking our commercial break on time, so don't yell at us tomorrow in an email that I won't read.
That I won't read, that Julie
will read to me.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
We'll be right back. Yeah,
thank you. We found our filmmaker, maybe, but we're not going to disclose her name. She's working with Austin Powers, Miss Powers, or Mr. Powers.
I hope she listens to our show now and again, just to get a feel for us, just to get a feel for what she's going to be working with.
Oh, poor lady. Poor man.
Poor lady or man, yes. Okay, so NBC, they're bringing back the Golden Globes, Julia.
Yes.
But listen, this is such a bleep show. Wait till I give you the details, because I don't think you've read all of this. I'll just back up. In 2021, just days before the Golden Globes, remember the LA Times ran an expose on the Hollywood Foreign Press, which is who presents the Golden Globes.
Yes.
After years of rumors, years of how shady it was, that it was kind of racist, if you can put that in quotation marks, please. There was all this sort of illusions about the members, and the LA Times said, oh, yeah, they're shady, definitely racist, no people of color. They're bribing people to come to their,
take bribes.
They take bribes, excuse me.
Double dealing. To go on Boondoggles.
Yeah, double dealing. Kind of stuff that was really shocking for the 2020s, if you will.
Yes, it was.
And then the 2021 Golden Globes aired, and it was a crap show, because it was pandemic. And a few months later, NBC decided not to air the 2022 ceremony. Now the Hollywood Foreign Press is under new management, and NBC, because they signed like a 20-year through 2026, they paid $60 million to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association to air the Golden Globes. They have to try and get some money out of it. And the Hollywood Foreign Press was bought by this company called Eldridge Industry, which also bought Dick Clark Productions, which produces the Golden Globes. It's a for-profit organization, and the guy who owns Eldridge and now the Dick Clark Productions also has a majority ownership in the Beverly Hilton, where the Golden Globes are held.
Love it.
Okay, so one dude owns the Hollywood Foreign Press, the Golden Globes, the production company behind the Golden Globes, and the hotel where the Golden Globes is held. So self-dealing was the big problem with the Hollywood Foreign Press before. I don't know that this is any better. And the night they want to have it,
it's January 10th.
Tuesday, January
10th. Oh, I didn't look at the calendar yet. It's a Tuesday.
January 10th, because the Critics' Choice Association grabbed January 15th, and the first Sunday in January, that's New Year's Day, and the next Sunday is the final game of the NFL regular season, and there's no way anyone's going up against football, right?
It is.
No way.
Remember my antenna report yesterday?
Yes.
The number one watch thing on a TV, hands down, is football.
Yes.
Hands down.
So the Tuesday night, and it's because all the Sunday nights are taken, and they usually always have aired on the first Sunday in
January. Why wouldn't they do it like on a Saturday night then?
It makes no sense, Julia, and makes no sense. And it also in the sense that then just a few days later is the Critics' Choice Awards, which will be airing on the CW on that night. So it'll be really interesting to see how this works. The Hollywood Reporter and Variety said it's sort of all the talk in Hollywood today, with publicists about, and this middle of this week, and now this one guy owns the Hollywood Foreign Press, the Golden Globes, the company that's producing, and the hotel that it's at. And they're just wondering what the optics of that and how people feel about it. I say if they got Chris Rock or Ricky Gervais, bring him back.
We'd watch it.
We'd watch it in a heartbeat. But it has to be a killer host.
Yes.
You know.
Agreed.
So,
because it used to be our favorite show besides the Sags.
So much fun. But yeah, Tuesday night. That, I mean, anyway. You got to go, Grant.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that little buzzing in my ear? Oh, that's the traffic.
That is the traffic
bunny.
Yeah, sorry to cut you guys off short there.
We needed to be cut off. We have Grant Whitaker joining us. He is, of course, fashion catalyst, a fashion stylist, curator. Always, you always have great fashion shows that you're involved with. And we have three to talk to you about with today, Grant. So welcome to the show.
Hi, Grant.
Welcome. Thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, we always love it. And you, I don't know how, I mean, I would be panicking. I'm looking at your three events. You've got one Thursday this week, August 11th, Couture and Cars. Then you have Runway for Hope and then Fashionopolis in September. I mean, holy styling-a-rama.
Well, you know how it is. I'm trying to be just as fabulous as you ladies and pay my bills with a little fashion.
Right.
There you go. All right. So
let's talk about Couture and Cars on August 11th because
this Thursday.
Tomorrow. It's the first annual Couture and Cars benefiting the Children's Hospital Association. So I love this idea, although the what to wear is striking fear into my heart.
Well, you know, I mean, you could be a car enthusiast and want to get out a great gown. You could be a vintage clothing lover and want to match your vehicle.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of the theme. You know, it's a Sears Mercedes-Benz, so we've got some great sports cars, great colors. Richdale Mall is a sponsor, so it's a first-time collaboration for me. So it's really based on trends, colors, cars, flavors, decades, all of those great things.
Okay, so if you wanted to dress like your
car. I want to dress like Paul Newman in a race car movie, wear a track suit, the cool glasses.
I'm looking, Grant, so the event is at the Sears Imported Auto. Where do people go to find information or buy tickets?
Yeah.
You can actually go to Children's Hospital Association directly. It's childrenshospitalassociation.org.
Okay.
You can go on there. You can go on their events page, and all the information will come up for you.
Okay, got it. Because I've been trying to figure out how to find information. Okay, Children's Hospital. Perfect.
So what kind of fashion are you showing off tomorrow and what for the fashion show that you're doing?
You know, it's really built on different concepts of everything from evening to color to trend to all of those things. So the first section gives you a little glimpse into what I'm calling my own orange fashion theory. The second one really is kind of a nod to all the things kind of Paris with a little bit of plaids and colors and pastels and really good luxe fabrics. The third one is a little bit of, you know, that kind of fuchsia trend that we have rocking right now.
Yes.
And then the last one is really all American couture.
Oh, I love it.
Well, your fashion show, you always dazzle how you put together the whole outfit, the models, the look. I mean, you really are, you know, so good at what you do.
Well, I appreciate that. And I try to make everything different and unique for each person. Like with this event, you know, never working with Richdale before, it was really some work for me. It was different. It was fun. But then once all the clothing came over, it just lent itself to being something new and a different experience.
Yeah. Okay. So Couture and Cars, that's tomorrow night, 6 to 9:30 at Sears Imported Autos. Go to Children's Hospital Association.org. Okay, very good. Now, let's talk about this, the next two that are in September, so we can plan on these two events. The Runway for Hope, which is September 15th, and that's going to be at the Galleria. And is tell us about this fashion show.
Well, this will be the third annual. We did the first one virtual in the midst of, like, the height of COVID.
Right.
Last year, we were at right outside Louis Vuitton and did this great modern kind of white platform concept. And then this year, it's a very unique concept. We are really doing kind of a lot of the experiential stuff that you've seen during fashion weeks all over the world. We're taping the floor, putting the audience through like the show. It's very cool.
Cool.
It's 18 models, and it's all sponsored by Galleria. So it's in the midst of Galleria, live, fun, and happening. And, of course, it supports breast cancer.
Oh, I love this. I love this. And so, and it's from 4 to 6:30 on September 15th, which is a, what day of the week is that?
That is a Thursday.
Lovely. It's Thursday night is a great night.
It's a great night because you can also, if you need to, you can stay home from work the next day and have a cocktail at night.
Right, right. Okay, now Fashionopolis, we are so excited to read this news. And maybe it was back last year and we just didn't know it, but Fashionopolis, which is the Minneapolis St. Paul magazine, their fall fashion event. And Julia and I have gone in the past and it's a very fun party. That's happening September 23rd. Give us the details on this.
Well, you know, you have attended, so you knew we built this great spectacular that was at Aria.
Yes.
You know, we don't have that Aria space, so we've collaborated with the Four Seasons. We are taking over the second floor. The show itself is really a nod to the decades of Minneapolis, and those decades meaning it's 50th. It's the 50th anniversary of Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. Mm-hmm. So we're rocking the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. You know, we bring music. We bring fashion. I work with 25 different retailers. We've got Joy Noel, who's doing her one and only kind of experience with us that evening. I mean, we are rocking it out. We've got a great new designer.
I love this.
So, I mean, it's a spectacular. We've got Maisie Kerr, who's joining us. It's your beautiful Hmong designer as a special. We've got Victor Farma, who's going to be with us. We've got Rami Mohammed of Ramadan Designs. So, I mean, this is a big show. And, you know, I build the sections that I build much like a nod to Glamorama in the days.
Yes.
You know, it's through music and video and all of those things. And, you know, we're lucky to have it as like the earmarking event and earmarking fashion event at Four Seasons.
And hello, yes, the Four Seasons. And, that's amazing.
And it's a Friday night.
Yay.
This,
yeah,
we totally so want to come.
You can have a cocktail and just, you know, enjoy yourself.
And where
and
do we get
the
tickets?
Duck opener for people.
It's the what?
Duck opener.
Oh, okay.
So for people.
Very few people know that, do they?
Well.
All right.
It's kind of a big deal. I mean, I just love that it's a Friday night, Grant. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, did you say it's the duck opener?
Yeah,
she's trying to tell me like people know about that, and I'm just like, okay, but not any of them. But maybe what
a lot
saying,
of men will be gone that weekend, so it's
saying.
Kind of a fun.
Well, maybe you just come in and get your quack on with a little fashion.
That's
lady.
Right.
It'd be
it's
a fun girls' night out.
Like
that's what
like
I was trying
deer
to
hunting.
Say.
Well, I know you're acting like Grant and I would know September 23rd would be the duck opener, and we're the least likely duck opening.
Literally, it was on my calendar.
Yeah, right.
I'm just giving people an idea. It'd be a fun girls' night out. This is, Lori and I have had so much fun at Fashionopolis. I'm so excited.
Where do we go for tickets for this?
So for tickets to that, you just literally go to mstmag.com.
Okay.
You go on, you click on the events page, and Fashionopolis will come up with some other amazing events that they have going on. You know, it's just so nice. You know, I worked with MST Magazine on that from the inception. It's been really fun to work on this. We just have so much that we try to bring to the table with that, and it celebrates all different types of people. It celebrates all the decades.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a really wonderful show.
Do you have, what's your favorite decade, do you think, fashion-wise, to draw inspiration from?
You know, I have to be honest and probably say the 70s, because mm-hmm. I think we had good fabrics. I think we had a little bit of that club disco era.
Yes.
I think we had a really good turn in music. We had soft rock. I mean, there were just so many influences to draw mm-hmm. from.
That's true. Grant, we have a fashion question for you. So Fashionopolis, we were just talking about September 23rd. Go to MSP Mag and yeah, really
that's
a great
be a
event.
Blast.
That is worth.
And then what a great time to see the Four Seasons if you haven't been
right,
there yet.
No kidding. Grant, we have to ask you a fashion question. Is
of course.
Is core as in Barbie core replacing chic as a fashion word? Because I cannot tell you how many fashion stories where they just call it mom core or Barbie core or, you
tennis
know, athletic core, tennis core. What's going on?
Well, it's, I think, you know, that my answer to you is I always kind of want to quote Mean Girls. We're not going to make fetch happen.
Yes. Okay.
You know, I think it's one of those things that it's just a new kind of trending situation.
And no,
you know, you,
okay.
The both of you are so great because you literally are always on like that top pop culture, all the new trending, all the, you know, all the things that are in the know.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are always so hip. And so, of course, you're seeing a lot of that. I will tell you, like, if you get out in some of the larger mainstream, like, based magazines, like, a little bit more Vogue, a little things, they don't refer to it that way. But I do think it's, to be honest, it is a very trending thing right now.
Just to describe it that way, I'm just like, what's it's wrong funny. With chic? Like, I like Barbie chic, or, you know, I mean, I've always liked when they just will use chic, and I'm like, oh, I guess I'm old school now. Chic is getting replaced by core.
But you know what's really funny is, you know, I think it was recently one of the award shows. I think it was like the Billboard Awards, and they were talking about that. We're talking about this topic. And I think they were saying that chic sometimes makes people feel like you have to be too fancy.
Okay.
Jeez, people need to get out a dictionary.
I like
look up the Google the word. It's such a good word. It feels even good saying it. Chic.
Exactly.
Except okay, you'll see in a movie or something where somebody will call it chic.
Yeah, right. And with the chick jeans. Okay, yeah. So Grant, if you are, you know, you're ahead of the game, like, you know what fashions are coming out in spring and that sort of thing. And
fall, you mean?
Yeah, I know. But you already know way ahead what's happening. Are there a couple items in fall that us gals are going to want to have?
You know, I think there are some things that you're going to want to have. You know, I always like to talk about color because, like, literally my slogan for my business is We Dream in Color.
Okay.
It's trademarked by the We.
Oh, good.
And so I always refer to things in color because I always think some people like color, some people hate color.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, here's the thing is what you're seeing a lot that's kind of carrying over. So I'm also thinking about good buys, best buys, things that you're going to see. Yellow is the color that you're going to see this season in coats, for example, which you normally don't do.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see it in parkas. You're going to see it in winter gear, which we need here in the Twin Cities, of course. So there's going to be a lot of that that's out there. We're also calling, like, there's a whole trending situation right now. And what that is it's the key colors again are, there's like a really kind of almost disco lavender that's coming. There's a really great version of red, like a deeper kind of lipstick red that's coming.
Mm.
There's a deeper hue of like a gem green. So versus not like what we're seeing right now,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like a cross between like a hunter and a jade.
Ooh, I like
so
that.
What we're seeing are these really defined colors. And then what's happening with those colors is you're seeing the whole gamut of things. So one line is going to carry the turtleneck. One line is going to carry the trench coat. One line is going to carry this. So you could really build off of those color accents, which you may only see for this season and maybe not into the following season.
Okay.
I love it.
I love it, too.
I love it.
Brand,
okay.
Thank you so much. How do people follow you? Is it Insta? Is that the best place to follow you?
Yeah. I love my Instagram. It's Grant Fashion Style because it's fun. You'll get to see the events and things that I do.
Yeah.
You know, I was literally out on the polo field over the weekend doing a little announcing. That was super fun.
Oh, so, yeah. Wonderful.
You do. You do have a very fun Instagram with all your fashion and everything. It's a joy to look at.
I always say I look high maintenance, but I'm super approachable.
Yeah, you are.
I love
Grant.
It.
That's a good slogan. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Okay, see you later. Stop and see us at the fair if you come out there, which you probably won't. Too busy styling fashion shows and all of that. Listen, we come back. There is a new documentary. I frankly couldn't believe it when I watched the trailer this morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. That is the aptly named song called Sunroof, in case you were wondering what that song was. I never knew that was the name of that song, Sunroof.
It's a funny song. Yeah.
It's like kind of an earworm, but Sunroof?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Never knew it either.
Yeah, me either. Thank goodness for this little thing that tells us sometimes.
No kidding.
I always used to wish on the radio it would, before Sirius Satellite, I'd be like, I wish it would tell you what song was playing.
Exactly.
Right?
You know?
Now I've gotten used to the years, because certain stations give you the year, and I wish every song would do that now. I'm kind of weird like that.
I know. But. Okay, so I don't know how you guys feel about this. And Grant, by the way, we never got to say welcome back.
No kidding.
You came back from vacation only to be taken down by COVID.
Yeah.
And now you're back and negative.
Yes, negative and feeling well.
And didn't get taken down too hard, but a little bit.
But a little bit, yeah.
Maybe much sicker you would have been if you hadn't had your vaccinations.
Yeah, my vaccination and my boost. If I didn't have that, it would have been worse. So yeah, I'm thankful I had that. And it was a quick recovery, and I'm glad to be back with you guys, so thanks for that.
Yeah. So people are like, Grant's back, you know.
No,
Josh, he did it. He did
a wonderful
best.
Job.
Yeah, he did, but I mean, we're a lot.
Yeah.
We're a lot. Okay, so you posted this for us today.
Yes.
And this is it'll be on Discovery Plus on September 2nd, but the trailer was just released by the network today, and it is called House of Hammer. And I guess I can't tell you how much I hate this idea of this three-part documentary, because, you know, like his aunt...
Armie Hammer is the subject. So his aunt did this documentary.
Well, she's just a paid consultant. She didn't do the Discovery Plus. They've got people on tape. They've got audio things that he left, pictures of messages that he gave. And Armie's aunt, who will not be invited to Thanksgiving in the Turks and Caicos, she was a paid consultant.
Right.
On this three-parter.
So someone pitched an idea. Armie Hammer's down. Let's do a documentary.
And we can get women have receipts. They've got voice memos and stuff like that.
Strike while it's hot.
And he did spend 6 months in a Florida rehab center that Robert Downey Jr. paid for.
Yep.
And I guess I'm of the opinion that, you know, he does deserve a chance to recover.
Absolutely.
And a lot of the stuff that he had, a lot of violent sexual fantasies and all these other kinds of things. We don't know everything that happened with him. And I don't think this three-part documentary, based on watching the trailer, is going to explain a damn thing.
So what do you think they're going to tell us? I mean,
they're going to just show these two of the women who were his exes, and they're going to have their screenshots of messages and voice notes, and they're on camera with him. But they've
made money off of him, these two women, already, because they sold his
they were the relationship started consensual.
Absolutely. It did.
So I don't know what
it feels.
Exploitive in
Thank you. And I was going to say exhibitionist, but I was looking for the exact right word.
I mean, because
100% does, because they were consensual relationships.
And he went to rehab for 6 months.
He's
selling timeshares. The family has cut him off his career. Who knows what happened? He has, one time I did a vintage scandal, Armie Hammer has an unbelievable background.
Yeah.
The family, the history, lot of sexual
outrageous behavior.
His grandfather had some kind of famous sex chair.
Yeah, and tons of money.
Tons of money.
Lots
you can
of money,
do
yeah.
whatever you think you can do.
Yeah. So anyway, this is going to be something that I'm not going to watch, A, because I don't have Discovery Plus, but just watching the trailers.
It's combining with HBO, Lori.
We don't know exactly by September 2nd. We don't know. Yeah. Yeah. No, they're going to, you know, people, that's going to be a slow phase in. But boy, they got a lot of PR out of that last week, that whole hullabaloo. But it's on Discovery Plus. But I'm just like thinking, I don't think we're going to learn it one damn thing, which is why it's just a three-part documentary. It just seems bleh. It's just
so you're saying you're not going to play $6.99 a month to watch this?
There's nothing on Discovery Plus that would motivate me right now.
The Laundry Guy,
okay.
Patrick Show,
that's it. But that one show isn't enough.
Well, let me tell you what's happening.
And then The Talk, you know, is up in the air. Okay. The Talk, that show.
What?
Yes.
Really?
The most recent season of The Talk was supposed to have its finale on August 5th, with a whole new week leading up to it, which was last week, and reruns of the show began last week on August 1st. People are like wondering what's going on. Is everybody contract renewing at the same time?
Right.
Kind of unusual.
Uh-huh.
So now it's just Kelly and Ryan are the only, you know, kind of, and
midday?
Whatever local.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody else is on hiatus, but no explanation. And
I don't
know what's going on with that one.
Well, NBC's content is leaving Hulu. Now, we were talking about all the good shows that Hulu has, because you can watch them the next day or after, and something about Pam and things like that, because Disney and NBC have joined forces. So now it's going to be called Disney NBC Universal. So the only shows on Hulu that will air the day after from a major network are ABC and Fox.
Wow.
So a lot of the NBC content will be leaving. You know, Hulu's one of their big things is you could watch network stuff the next day.
Right.
So it was a great thing for a streaming service for people. So this is a big blow.
And what does that mean for Peacock? As a streaming service.
They might be getting this content then. Who knows?
Or they might be going away.
I don't know. And but just all going so to Hulu. It's maneuvering and joining
that's
forces.
That's what we have plus fatigue.
Plus fatigue. That's our word yesterday, Grant.
The streaming, you know, it's everything plus.
Yeah.
They, for some reason, just except for HBO Max, everything is plus. Disney Plus, Discovery, blah, blah, blah.
I was talking with this woman who was giving me a facial today, and she was just moving, and she was having a hard time getting her, you know, streaming stuff up. And I said, you know, you could get an antenna. What? And yeah. I said, TV is free.
Yeah.
If you get an antenna. And I said, there's a great website. Just Google how to find the right antenna. And yeah. You could watch regular TV yeah. stations, you know.
Well,
so it was just kind of, she didn't know. Hulu, that generation doesn't know.
No, I know. Hulu and 20th Century Studios are taking a victory lap for the movie Prey.
Oh.
Which debuted on Hulu last week, and it is the most popular Hulu premiere of all time.
Is that a John Sanford book?
No, Prey, P-R-E-Y, okay. is basically bringing, you guys remember The Predator?
Yeah. Oh, I've heard this.
Predator yes. is now an 18th century story set in Comanche territory.
It sounds
in the Great Plains. It's supposed to be
sounds kind of
fantastic.
Yes, yes.
Prey,
P R E Y, and it's Hulu's biggest premiere they've ever had. It is the most watched everywhere in the world, everywhere Hulu's available. So
do you think it'd be scary?
No. It isn't. It's they've flipped it.
Okay.